On Monday afternoon, Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order lifting the mandate requiring that students, teachers, and staff wear masks at school. He says schools can implement their own mask requirements, but critics say that's not enough, that because there's no approved vaccine for kids under 16, masks are especially important for that population. And they add the governor's announcement only serves to confuse the issue. Here with us for a few minutes to talk about that is Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for bringing this discussion.
Yeah. So, Joe, not only how do you feel about the announcement by the governor, but also what about the timing of this as the school year is drawing to a close?
Well, it's critically important to listen to educators right now, and that's classroom teachers, counselors, instructional aides, the people that drove the bus you all just did a story about, and our administrators. And none of them are calling for this. This surprised everyone. Masks are seen as a layer of defense alongside being socially distant, washing our hands multiple times, and the vaccine. And we need all of these, especially in a school setting, to make sure that we don't spread COVID from student to student or student to adult. And when you remember that about 80% of the individuals on a campus are students, and only our 16, 17, and 18-year-olds have access to the vaccine if they want it right now, this is a really particularly reckless decision by the governor. And we're moving into 4 weeks left of school. There is no upside to this decision. This is going to cause stress and confusion at our districts, and educators are feeling like the rug was yanked out from under them.
And does this open up more issues, let's say, among certain parents, some of whom want the mask requirements to remain in effect and others who don't? Is that going to cause more clamor when it comes to that for teachers and administrators and students?
Well, I think that some are going to see this as a signal to voice their idea that we don't need to wear masks and that it shouldn't be a requirement to attend school. The science does not support that. And a particular danger right now is this new strand that is in Arizona and in the United States of coronavirus, which is they've called the B117. It's very infectious among students. I think it has twice the infection rate and leads to more severe disease. So we have that, which is wreaking havoc in Michigan schools right now. And we're seeing that this variant of COVID is growing in the number of tests that they're conducting in Arizona. And again, with 4 weeks of school left, the governor is lifting a mandate, and certainly districts still have the ability to keep them in place, and so far most have, but it really will signal to students and to the minority of parents out there that really don't want to wear masks at all, that now is the time for them to act. And let's remember, at the end of the school year, after 4 weeks of potentially lessening this restriction, we're going to go to graduations. And we're going to do year-end parties, and we're going to have a lot of family members that are going to be traveling to Arizona, in and around Arizona and to Arizona to celebrate with their students. I don't think the governor thought all this through. I think this is a political decision. It's certainly not one that's rooted in science, and it's one that I think he's going to end up regretting.
Well, Joe, as you mentioned the variants, so going forward, even beyond graduation, even beyond some of the parties you mentioned, what does this do potentially as getting ready for summer school and trying to plan for next fall?
Well, again, the difficulty with all of this is the virus. To state the obvious, we want the virus out of our current reality. We've got to move beyond what we are experiencing now. And we've taken pretty severe steps. Arizonans have made sacrifices. Most are taking this virus very, very seriously. And it's as if we take two steps forward and then we take a big step backwards. It happened last summer when the governor reopened the state much too quickly, a move I guarantee he regrets to this day. This is another one of those decisions. It is steeped in his political future, not in the future of our students, not in their health or their safety, and it is going to cause us to take a step back, and it will impact summer school. It will impact parents deciding to keep their kids in school right now. We will likely see students pulled out and move back to online if districts decide they want to lift this mask mandate. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see some people that are going to be very, very happy that the mask mandate is gone. I think everyone would like to stop wearing masks everywhere they go. Yeah. But to do that, we have to suppress this virus to the point where it can't spread anymore. And we make progress along that goal, and then the governor changes the rules, and it's a huge step backwards for the state.
All right, Joe, we'll have to stop there. That is Joe Thomas, president of the Arizona Education Association. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you, Steve.